Hello, it's time, but I guess a lot of people are still in queue for their ID card, so we'll wait a few minutes. So just talk to someone you haven't talked to before. Challenge. Today you should at least have talked to two people you haven't seen before. It's easy for those that doesn't know anyone. This is not really serious, so we can start with the game as it's time. So what you do is to find a phone or a friend with a phone or a computer. If you don't have a smartphone and you're not online, but today's youth, we're all online. If you don't have any, just sit next to someone. So you can poke them and say, this is the right answer. So you go to Kahoot.it. And this tool is developed by research at NTNU in Trondheim, actually, and it's worldwide use now. It's called a student response system. And for you, it's not really that useful in your learning process, as we use it in bachelor, where to repeat and talk and discuss, but you can use it when you're, if you're going to give a lecture to your students, you can have them like to test to see if they followed, or because when you make this kind of quiz, you have to reflect and do meta thinking and think about what's important in the things that I'm going to talk about today. And then you get the higher level of learning. So that's a tip. And maybe some teachers are using it as well. There are different. I use someone that's called Socrative, and it's all free, so everyone can use it. You just have to make your own account as you have to do with everything else. So the game pin you're missing now. 26, 46, 71, and that's automatically generated every time. And when you enter your game pin, then you have to make a nickname, and then you can choose either to be anonymous or publicly go open with your knowledge. So that's you're having problems? No, I can't. So why shouldn't it should work? Maybe it's now we have a new one. Okay. 830611. Yeah, and your dilemma is, should I be anonymous in order to spare myself if I do poorly, or should I tell my name in case I do very well and I want the world to see that I'm good? Nickname, you can do anything. So I'll go away from showing my phone because I won't participate. And as I told you, this is on sustainable development. And you're not supposed to know all the answers, but maybe you'll learn some new words. And some of you have studied some parts of sustainability. So maybe you know something. It's 20 questions. I'm pretty sure we're not going to do it all. But so we are 12. I see 14 active phones, so I should have 14 names. Now I have 17 players. And this is, we can also do this in teams, but now you're alone. Which is the opposite of what we should do at the first day. And it's a horrible sound, actually. Now it's off, so that's good. Oh, sorry. Let's call that a test. Developing nations are the topic of major critique of sustainability because... Then you click on the color. Nine answers. No, one answer. Maybe it's not... Yeah, click on the caller. And you actually get points for answering quickly. Doesn't matter. You won't get any prizes today. Inequalities in economic growth. And So I should have told you, click now. Then we tested the first question. Doesn't count. Only one got the correct answer. Who did? Yay! Next one. So you even have a scoreboard. Which of the following is not critique of sustainability and sustainable development? Which is not a critique? Is it vagueness of the term, measurement, oxymoron, contradiction, or it is difficult to implement? Five seconds left. It's difficult to implement. Ah, a lot of you thought that. Good. And now if it'd been a class, we could discuss why did we answer this and why didn't we answer that, and you could have a discussion on that. Or with your neighbor. And you can explain why you did what you did. We'll do a few more. Sustainability has three components or pillars. What are they? I want 100% score now. Economy, society, environment, society, education and environment, society, manufacturing and education, social, physical and environment. 2 seconds. Let's see. Yay, that's good. And they're made for you, they're quite close to each other, so then they're made more difficult. And then you get higher on the taxonomy because you have to evaluate it. But this is a stressful situation, so... Did it still doing good because of the first question? The statement, the ongoing capacity of Earth to maintain all life is an example of sustainable development, sustainability, renewable, oxymoron. Eight seconds. If you're late, you can still attend because it's information down to the on the left. Good. And no wonder sustainable development could have been the same. So, should we say Didi is the winner? Well, it's quite, this kind of tools are quite commonly used in Norway now. Both in primary school and in high school and also more and more in universities. We're lagging behind, but it's a way of to make you reflect, to make you understand what you know and what you don't know, and you can use it in your... So I'll end the quiz. Top score, Didi. So, yeah. And now, more importantly, how many of you have seen Fronter? Raise your hand. Yeah. How many of you have used a learning management system before, like It's Learning, Moodle, Blackboard, Fronter? How many has not used anything like that? You're up for a journey. That's good. So what it is, as you remember, I told you about this structural concept, and so the Fronter is learning management system. We're having Blackboard next year, so if you're here next year, you'll have a new tool and a brilliant opportunity to assess different methods. We'll look at it that way. It's not annoying to change. No, it's interesting. Change is good. So this is its structure. That's where all your content is supposed to be. Maybe the teacher forgets. You could have to remind. It's links to the recordings, like this one I'm recording now. It's links to PDFs, exercises, hand-ins, exam. You upload your exam there. If you have a project exam or a home exam, as we call it, you can have exams sitting at home writing or working in groups. And not many subjects or courses have school exams, but there are some. And that's something that you will learn about. What's the differences? And then we have possibilities for collaboration. Of course, you can use FaceTime and the things that you have available, but there are web conference tools which you can use, which are open to you all the time. So all these things are in Fronter. And unfortunately, I couldn't log on in English today. I clicked on English and it still came in Norwegian, so I'll have to try to guide you through it. So we have my page, and this is also a Norwegian learning session. My page, min side. We have rooms where all courses can be found. We have tools like calendar, or you can send personal messages. But most of what is important are the rooms. So show room list, and this you'll understand it when you see it in English. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. It's so horrible. And I'll click on all rooms, alle rom, to find my rooms, and then I can either search for the room, or I can find it, or I can add it as a favorite. So I have my favorites here, and I can also pin them. And I've pinned some rooms. And this is the room where I'm one of the teachers, information system strategist, which is in the second year. And it's divided into modules. It could also be a timeline. But here you have the content of the room. And you can have course requirements, which are hand-ins. Hand-in one, hand-in two, and they're not active because this was last spring. No, it's not second year. It's spring, semester of first year, I think. Yes, it is. So you'd have the hand-ins, and you click on the hand-in. I can't do that now because then we'll see the last year's hand-ins. But then you have an upload button, and you click on upload your file. And preferably use PDFs and be good at naming, because if you write hand-in one and you upload it, it will be shown as hand-in one to the teachers. And how many hand-in ones do we have? The same numbers as students in the class. So please write your name on your hand-ins. So much easier if I'm going to save it on my computer. I think what I'll do is that I'll show you what it looks like as a student, of course. Then I go to my administration and I'll select student view. Then it's less tools for you to be confused by. Course requirements. Student, teachers, you can see who is participants in the course. Portfolio, you can see what you've done. And I go in and see who's been active, so I know where if someone is not working or they're lagging behind, and I can follow up on that. If we have tests, we can have knowledge tests or tests for fun, or we can have... there can be several tools down here than these. But the tools, the active tools in the room are here. And this is a question database. What we use is that we make the students write questions for the course after having read the chapter, and then we can have tests and see if we're doing well. Just to make you reflect more than just reading. So it's divided into modules in our course. You can also have course information, who's lecturer, course description, timetable, course schedule, maybe a survey. So there are different tools according to what the teachers in the room use. And then you have, in our room, it's different modules. So it's reading requirements. Is it small for you, or is it? I'm old, so I can have it bigger. reading requirements, resources, tutorials, recording. That's how we build up our course. And of course, all the teachers will tell you how they build up their course. It will differ. But this is the tool they use to present what you're going to do and what the course content is. But your contract, what you're supposed to learn, this is just a tool, a method. What you're supposed to learn, you'll find in the program description and the course description. So, scientific methodology. Here are the things that you're going to learn. Fronter is a way to present learning and teaching methods and what you're going to do and structure it for you. And this is open on NTNU, EduStudies, but Sri will show you the links in when he's coming, and then that will be uploaded, so you can find the foils later. Have you seen those course descriptions? They also tell what kind of books you're going to use and things like that. Okay. And here we have Class Live. This one will follow over into Blackboard next year. It's a collaborative tool which should be reinstalled in this room because it's probably updated over the summer. But it's a web tool, like, have you used Skype? Yeah. But it's more educational. It has you can be sent into groups, and we also have a room where you can meet each other. And you can do recordings of your meetings if you want to have a log or something. And that is in a room called... I'll have to show all the rooms again, I guess. You don't have all of this. Web conference room for students, where you can meet if you want to. And as I told you, you have so much knowledge in your group, and you have so much different backgrounds, so you should utilize each other as much as possible. It's all up to you. Isn't that good? It's all up to you. The world is at your feet. How stressful is that? So, that's one front room. Any questions? It's all clear. Oh, I feel a bit sorry for you because there are so many different systems. Student web, what we call the inside, INSIA. Yeah, so I am. Yeah, it's your turn now, so you can come if you want to. I can turn off mine and then you can do the computer. Take time to get to know the tools, because then you'll be able to focus more on the courses. So take some time. It's confusing. You can find... Do you have it here? Yeah. So you can just start. So take your time and try to figure out the systems and ask and bug people until you get it. Yes? Okay. No, this room is not available to you yet. So this is a building, kind of. Fronter is a building with different classrooms, virtual classroom. My classroom is not available for you yet. Yep. So what the classrooms that the teachers say, now I'm ready to invite students, then it will show up on your list. I have 100 rooms. You'll probably have like 10. And not as confusing as my list.
Hi, do you hear me? Yeah. Oh. Now I will speak something about practical information. So what I'm going to speak is how you plan, organize, communicate, as well as manage your semester. Okay? So, first things first, that the main page, I think you already have been to the main page of NTNU. So, I will take you to... I have a process with me that which makes you understand how to go to different pages. So I will simply show you. This is our main page, ntnu.edu, and you go down, you will find NTNU in Jovik. Okay? So this is a home page for NTNU Jovik, right? Then for current students, this is basically for you. The beginners or the people who just joined or else the people who are already studying in their first and second semesters. So this is for the current students. So if you go there, you will see many details here. So Nina just told us about Fronter. So how you go to Fronter page is like you see here Fronter, right? You click on it and it will take you somewhere. Then basically forget about this web page, because when you enter your login ID and password here, it doesn't work. So you see there is an I mark here. You click here. Then for international students, there is a fake ID is given, like 11-digit ID. You remember you have a fake 11-digit ID? You use that ID and password here to log into the Fronter. Okay? You don't use your... but you can also use username and password. I will tell you how to generate it. But... You generated user ID and password and you used that? Yeah. But it's working for... what's your name again? Masha. It's working for him, so there's something... Okay, well, I will take you through one more thing, that is the important things that that you have to... First of all, I'm speaking about international students, that they have to fix many things before... this is nothing about Norwegians now, because they have to fix many things before they have access to all the student service, all the student services that NTNU provide. So let's go one by one. We are here in student life. Now we go to new student. New student here. You see there? Click on the new student. Then you have 8 things to finish before you have access to anything. Then you have a checklist here. Okay? Just see, first thing is log into student web. So it's for everyone. Log into student web is for everyone. You have your 11-digit ID as well as password. For the new international students, your 11-digit ID is fake. You will modify it when you get your permanent ID. But the Norwegians, you already have this. So the thing here is log into student ID. You will go here and you will use this one, not FIDE, but this one. This one is personal ID and PIN. So you click here, enter your 11-digit ID and log in. First things. So then when you go there, that looks like this. When you go there, it looks like this. You see student web? It looks like this. Just see, if you click on your name, you will see your profile. You go there and fill your address. That is mandatory, because whatever the transactions that you have with NTNU will reach to that address. So you can change it anytime. So, but the first things are, you go to my profile and fill your details in student web. The second thing is my studies. You see here studies, there is a button studies here. You click there and then you will see the available courses for this semester. So you will click on each course, then you say sign up for both for exams and as well as class. So I cannot click because I'm no more a student, so I cannot click with my IDs. But when you click this, you will see the courses that you are eligible to take this semester. Then you can choose courses, then follow the instructions until you will pay your semester fee. Okay? Let us assume you are going to take 4 courses this semester: sustainable development, scientific methodology, management and leadership, as well as one more course, I forgot. So let us assume you have 4 courses this semester. So you click on those things, as well as you click on the exam as well. Like there is, you have to register separately for exam as well as class. But once you click, check those boxes,
It automatically selects you for the class and exam. So then you follow the instruction until you pay the semester fee. I'm pretty sure that these students from students who are Erasmus, they don't have to pay the semester fee. But check with international office once again. But that's general how it is. So what you do in Student Web, you will fill your profile first. The second thing is you will register for the courses and the exams, and then you will pay the semester fee. You will pay the semester fee. Then you are done with Student Web for now. Okay, your results and everything will be displayed over there later on after you finish the exams. But for the time being, you are done with Student Web. Then what you have to do in the second step is register Norwegian address in the Student Web, and as well as after creating step 1 and step 2, after completing those two steps, you have to create your account. This is the very important step. After creating your account, so what you will do in this creating your account is you will activate your NTNU account, as well as you will be having your username and password, not those 11 digits. You will have your username and passwords, which later can be used as your email also, @student.ntnu.no. If you have that will be your email. Otherwise, that is your username. Okay. For me, let us assume, for me it is SS Kolla is my username, and I use @student.ntnu.no as my email. When you will get this? When you activate your account. So you go here and follow these instructions to activate it. So you might need your Norwegian ID number, which is the number that is already given to you by the international office for the new student, and for the old students, for Norwegians, you have your ID and your 11 digit ID and PIN with you already. So that's how this works. Well, then this is about paying semester fee that is mandatory for everyone except Erasmus. But just please check it with international office if they are still sponsoring your semester. Then you get this student ID. This ID is basically to enter into the buildings and access printer and stuff. But this is invalid when you travel. This is invalid when you travel because it is written here that it is invalid. So the basic thing what you have to do is you have to download your digital ID card. When you travel, you get student discounts. In the bus, in the train, you get student discount. When you will get student discount is when you download your application. I mean, you in mobile application. It is available in iOS, Android, as not in Windows. Sorry, if someone has Windows, you have to contact student reception center. They will give you a semester card. But iOS and Android, you have this application available. Download it and log in with your username and password. Username and password. Then it will show you the valid ID card. Then you can get student discounts while traveling. Well, until and unless you are not entitled to take any student discounts. Collect your student ID. That's you already did. Some people and some people haven't. Register courses and exams that you will do while you are in the Student Web, and log into INSIDA. This is a very, very important where you communicate. Presently we finish with the planning session. How you plan your semester is in the Student Web. Now we will go to communication. Whatever the communication in NTNU happens with the students, if teacher want to say something to the student, so you will get it in INSIDA or Fronter, because Fronter there is a section called news. There you can see all the news, and you also get alerts for it. But no, don't mind, you will get the alert, so you won't miss anything, of course. But INSIDA is our internal things for the students as well as employees. We have different pages for different people. Here you use your username and password, not the 11 digit number. Username and password. So I'm using mine now, just to see if it works. I will show you the student version. Okay, I'm in the student version now. Okay, here you will see the on the left side, you will have different rooms, and you have different messages here that you have to click. Whichever is not read, it will be in the blue color. You click it and read. Any news will be published here. And you also can access to the softwares that NTNU will provide you for free for the students. So you will get access to Office 365 as well as some other softwares. I will show you in the next slide, basically. But so Insida is for everything. You get everything here. Whatever you have doubt. Let us assume you have doubts with how to print. How to print? Just type printing in Jovik. Let us assume. So I have printing in Jovik here. You go and read the instructions. So whatever you have, if you have a doubt, you just search here. It can be anything related to your studies and your plans. It can be any doubt that you have that you cannot fix by yourself. Just click here and you will see it. That's about Insida. I hope that helps, right? Then we go to the next slide. Fronter, skip because you already told. Insida. Yeah. Now, the important thing is schedules. Where you will find your timetable for the classes and which room you have the class and at what time. And so for all those things, you go to Insida, that as I told you, Insida. Then here, well, yeah, it should be schedules. Yeah. Yeah. Nothing except your student ID is available on app. Nothing is available except your student ID. Everything on computer. You will do everything on computer. Okay. Let's copy this link then. Now we are going to here. Do you see schedules here? No. Your schedules are in time edit, so just timer it. Why is it available in only Norwegian today? It's well, let's because that's very important. I will go from the beginning again. No worry, we'll learn slowly. Yes. No, it should be happening from here. Yeah. Yeah. This is as it is new, it's difficult to find. That's all. Yeah, from Insida. That's true. There should be a button called. You see here in this slide. Excuse me. Excuse me. Here, you see this slide. The URL is insida.ntnu.nvo _studies. There you will see a side heading or else a highlighted page called schedule. You click there in the schedule. Yeah, overview of course schedules. You see here? How did I go here? I went from my page. I was here previously. From here to studies. Oof. Not studies. Yeah, I actually searched schedules. I search schedules. Then you have schedules in NCDA. Then here Jovik. So overview of core schedules. Then you go here. Yes. So if you want in Norwegian, you go for time planner, team planner. Then if you want it in English, then schedule. Here you can search in different ways. Change search. You can search by subject, class, room, and teacher. I prefer searching it by class because you all have a class code. So for sustainable manufacturing, the code is 16HM Suma. 16 is the year and HM Suma is our program code. You go here and there is one more person showing, Almaya. He is a professor, but you can just cancel his schedule. You don't need his schedule. But you want schedule for HM Suma, for 16 HM Suma. You click here and then show schedule. You have schedule. On Wednesday, 17th, 8th, that's supposed to be tomorrow, which is actually cancelled as per the introduction class. So these two are cancelled. Now you have 22nd on Monday from 10:15 to 12, you have a management lecture. In which room? K109. Do you see it here? Right. And from 13:15 to 15, you have the same course, but it's a tutorial. After the class, you have a tutorial. And on Wednesday, again, you have from 15:15 to 17, scientific methodology. So how did I search? I searched using your course code. For example, some students don't want anything, but they want only their, like part-time students, they are taking only one course or two courses. Then they go to a subject and just type the subject name. Or else subject code. Then show the schedule. Then it will show all the schedule. Yeah, you can actually choose more than one subject if you want. Yes, just type and select, then click on schedule. Is it clear? Huh? Yeah. Sorry, is it boring? I don't want to make it bore, but I want to be a little slow because it's first time for everyone. Good. I prefer to be slow and efficient. Well, that's all about your, and Nina showed you how to find the course description that is available on our website. You just go to search and type sustainable manufacturing. That's an easy way. Go to search and type sustainable manufacturing, then you get your course description. Course description is the contract between you and the NTNU. And anything, if you have problem in registering for the exams, you can send them an email with your student ID number, student ID number, saying that you have problems in registering for the exams. So they will fix you. Or else you can contact student org or a student reception center in the G building. They will take the issue further. Well, as I told you, this is the last slide. NTNU will give you access to softwares that you can download for free and access till the time you are in NTNU. First things first, in order to get access to all these things, you should be activating your NTNU account, as I told you in the step 2. Unless and until that, nothing works. If you do not finish step 2, you cannot finish the remaining 8 steps. Well, that you'll do. Now we will go to softwares. Either you can search in NCDA about softwares, or else you just use this website, software.ntnu.no. Then you see you have access to these many softwares. EndNote, Halvor was speaking about not copying anything. But if you copy something,